from running long distances to hiking them now. Sunday, Hobbs State Park will host Jim Warnock, a school principal in Alma and a thru-hiker. He'll talk about and show pictures from his 210-mile hike that covered the entirety of the John Muir Trail in California. This week, we reached him after the school day in his office in Alma and asked him about the term thru-hiker.
Well, a thru-hiker is someone who begins at the beginning of the trail and with limited breaks completes the entire trail. The Ozark Highland Trail, for example, acknowledges that you're a thru-hiker if you complete the trail even over a period of several years. But that's not really the traditional use of the term. When we did the thru-hike of the Ozark Highland Trail, we did it over Christmas break and then came back one weekend to finish up. So we did it in two sections like that. But through hiking the Appalachian Trail, it just would be a huge, huge undertaking. So there's all kinds of different categories of through hikers.
You know, and that's one of the things I bet you hear from a lot of people. That's my dream. I'd love to do that. Take some time off and hike, you know, be a thru hiker for the Appalachian Trail or something perhaps not quite as ambitious. But it sounds like it's something just like if you were preparing for a marathon or anything else, you've got to be ready for.
Yes, sir. You really do have to train for a thru hike, even a thru hike of 100 miles, much less a couple of thousand miles, which I have no experience with anything that long. My longest thru hike was the John Muir Trail, and that was 210 miles. But preparation, trying to get your pack weight down, feet are a huge issue. I have a whole book that I will share Saturday, or I will share it as one of our resources, for keeping your feet in shape through athletic tasks of any type, but especially for hiking. I have found it to be very valuable.
When you did the John Muir Trail, and you did the through hike there, did you do it in just one pair of boots or shoes?
I did. I wore one pair of low-cut hiking shoes, and I just replaced those about 2 weeks ago. And actually wrote a blog post about the sadness that I felt as I was retiring those two shoes because they had so many memories wrapped up in them. But I've kept those two hiking shoes, and I wear them to knock around in, and it seems like I can remember things about the trails much better when I'm wearing those shoes. That's kind of odd.
No, I think it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
When I got the press release from Hobbs State Park, they said, If there are people considering a through hike, here's some things to also consider. I don't know if you provided this list or they created it themselves, but here's the list. Blisters, swollen joints, stress fractures, torn ligaments, muscle cramps, tendonitis, heat exhaustion, hypothermia, abrasions, sore knees, hips, emotional stress, shin splints, an occasional broken bone, and a plethora of famished insects.
Yes, the insects were very real on the John Muir Trail. We carried a mosquito net that we put over our heads in some locations, not all the time. But insects, you do worry about your joints, but part of that is in the conditioning. If you increase your distance quickly over a period of a few days, then you're setting yourself up for possible injuries. But I think some of it has to do with genetics, too. You know, I will tend to have a little knee pain here or there and just taper off, and it seems to take care of itself. I have to watch my feet pretty carefully. Most distance hikers do.
What about getting ready mentally? We all think we want to do this wonderful hike through glorious scenery, but can your mental state be challenged as well?
I think it can. That was a huge thing for me because I was very excited about getting to do the John Muir Trail. And the longest hike I probably had done prior to that, straight days as far as that goes, was 14 days. And this was going to be 23 days with two, we call them 0 days or 2 days of rest. worked in there. So just thinking about being on the trail for that extended amount of time. But it was very interesting because as the days went by, you just fell in love with the beauty that you were seeing, and it became your home outdoors. And I remember the strange sensation after the hike was over of walking inside a building and sitting down at a restaurant. Felt very strange.
Well, yeah, that brings up the point. If you're going to do one of these long hikes, you got to think about food, and you don't want it to be heavy if you're taking it with you.
Yes, and food is a big weight issue because it does add up. And if you're going to be out there for a 9-day stretch before you get to resupply, and we had to pack everything in a bear canister in California, the High Sierras. So the bear canister itself was kind of heavy to add to your pack, and then the food on top of that. So figuring out how to use as little space as you can and also as little weight and still get enough calories is an important thing to consider.
You mentioned you did the Ozark Highlands Trail in two sections. That's more than 200 miles, isn't it?
Now, the part that we did at the time, that the Ozark Highland Trail is over 200 miles, and I always say it's over 200 miles and growing because it's continuing to extend toward hopefully unifying with or linking up with the Ozark Trail in Missouri one day. But when we did it, the traditional Ozark Highland Trail was 165 miles. Mm-hmm. And we went on to Tyler Bend, so we did 180 miles.
Tough terrain at all?
Oh, yes. Plenty of hills. It's interesting. Terrain comes up a lot in Arkansas. We have a lot of people come into Arkansas and hike in the Ozarks, and they're familiar with lots of different challenging terrains around the country. And the Ozarks can beat them up pretty good if they're not ready for it. We have a lot of steep ups and downs, a lot of rocky terrain. When we went to California, the John Muir Trail is beautifully built. It's a wonderfully, wonderfully built trail. Our main challenge there was thinking in terms of not tomorrow's going to be a hilly day. It was tomorrow's going to be 7 miles up. And we're not used to that in Arkansas. It's going to be very hilly, so it's a lot of ups and downs. And in California and the High Sierras, very often, even half a day might be all uphill. I found it to be pretty challenging when a day was mostly downhill. You had to use your hiking sticks, and you had that weight of your pack trying to avoid injuring your knees.
What you're going to talk about Sunday at Hobbs State Park is not just through hiking, though you'll show some photographs, I understand, but just the joys of hiking, whether it's 200 or 2 miles, right?
Now, that is a big thing for me. I find a two-mile day hike to just be a very pleasurable, and I do not discount that at all. I love hiking a short hike with kids or my family. Those kind of experiences are just very, very valuable, and through hiking is a little different just because of the distance and the endurance involved. But those frequent day hikes and overnighters that we can do right here in Arkansas are invaluable for health, fitness, and mental health, and getting you ready for more challenging activities as well.
25 days in the High Sierras. You're also a school principal. Which can leave you more tired, the end of the first week of school or 25 days in the Sierras?
Oh, I would have to say that they're both great, great challenges and a lot of fun, and I see a lot of beauty and tremendous experience in both areas. I would have to say that the High Sierras did leave me a little more exhausted than the first week of school, for sure. But I tell people all the time, my experiences in education just seem to balance so beautifully with my experiences out in hiking and photography and writing, and it all balances me out and helps me enjoy what I'm doing.
Jim Warnock will talk about long hikes at Hobbs State Park Sunday afternoon beginning at 2. The presentation is free and it's open to the public. You can read Jim's blog and learn much more about hiking at OzarkMountainHiker.com. One word, OzarkMountainHiker.com. www.hobstatepark.com. He's also the author of the book, Five Star Trails, The Ozarks. That's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and at his book signings.